Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. Once again, we are having a Plan to Profit session today, and I want to talk to you specifically about creating list-building goals for yourself. We've thus far talked about money marketers and short-term goals. List-building goals are so important because, as I've mentioned to you, one of the most important things that you have is your list. So you want to make sure that you're strategic about building it. Now, have you ever heard the phrase, if you build it, they will come? It's not exactly true. Well, when I say that, I mean, you go on MailChimp or AWeber or one of these email marketing platforms and you create a list and it just kind of sits there. It doesn't mean necessarily that just because you built it, people will come to it. So what you've got to do is you've got to be strategic about growing your list. So over time, you can go from one follower to 100 followers, 100,000 followers, and so on. Okay. So let's talk about a few things that you should keep in mind with respect to list building today. Now, one of the first things that I always say with respect to building your list is that you got to have certain types of pages, right? So as you remember, tongue-tied, as you may have remembered, when I talked about different kinds of landing pages the first week, one of the things that I said to you was that you should have strategic landing pages like a subscribe page so that people can opt into. Is that something that you've done yet? I want to make sure that you say, okay, LaShonda, I've checked that off my list. I do have a subscribe page. Do you strategically use sign up forms? So you've got a sign up form maybe in your sidebar or in your header. I also talked about the thing that we love to hate, but it works really well, pop-ups, right? So I said that if you purchase my powerful plugins package, which you can find on my shop, shop.sistersense.com, one of the things that I will do is include my favorite pop-in tool. Now, is it the only one out there? Absolutely not. But you definitely should have some kind of pop-up plugin so that when somebody comes to your website, they'll strategically see a pop-up that gives them some sort of opt-in to your list. Now, there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. Well, there's more than one way to build a list. So the first thing that you want to think about is how many ways you are strategically giving people the opportunities to sign up and stay connected with you. Whether you have the sign-up page, that landing page, you've got a subscribe opt-in box, or you're using a pop-up, those are just a few things you can do to get started. Now, remember, the first week, one of the things I said to you was, I want you to give an amazing opt-in offer, but strategically inside of a post, so that in addition to sharing great articles, you're also enticing them to get specific PDFs or audios or great freebies. But in order for them to get those freebies, audios, or reports specific to that particular post, they have to opt into your list. So again, another way for you to continue growing that list and building your community. Now, I've actually got a ton of different list building strategies that I talk to you guys about inside of my Back to Basics Mastermind. If you haven't signed up for that, again, that's over on my shop as well, which is shop.sistersense.com. But I do want to share at least the first essential steps as far as listing building is concerned with you inside of this particular audio, because of course the goal here is that you're getting fired up and focused as we're talking together inside of this series. So I want you to think about a couple of things that I've mentioned thus far. Are you doing these things to strategically build your list? That's number one. Now, if you are a newbie, a newpreneur, you're getting started and you're not quite in the space yet where you're ready to add these things onto your website, I'm hoping that at the very least, you have an email platform that you are using. So again, I referenced a couple of them out there. Some people like to use AWeber. You know, the hardcore marketers, they love their Infusionsoft. I personally love MadMimi, M-A-D-M-I-M-I. If you'd like to sign up to them through me, you can do so via the link below. I've done a ton of videos, and I'll also include that in the resource as well. So take a look at the resources and you'll find, you know, you can pause this audio and you'll see the different links that I'm talking talking about, just so that you don't feel like you have to go looking all over the place. But I've done videos on how you can set up your Mad Mimi. You can create a newsletter. You can create an autoresponder. I'm a pretty professional kind of a girl, so I love that Mad Mimi is very easy for the newbie to style and customize. So if you don't have your own email marketing platform yet where you're building your list, I definitely would recommend Mad Mimi, and I would say let that be your project for today. Going on, signing up, you can get a free Mad Mimi account. You can even get an account for about $10, $20 if you have a really, really small list that you're looking to build. As far as being budget friendly, it's one of the low cost email marketing platforms out there, but it definitely has all the essential features that you need to get started as far as autoresponders, creating newsletters, integrating RSS, and even your social media information, having your social links inside of your emails as well. So definitely take a look at that. That's project activity number one out there for those of you who are newbies. Now, if you've already created a list and you've got an email platform that you're using, let's talk about a promotional project that you can try. This is for my fellow growpreneurs out there who are looking to grow their business. Here's something that I want you to consider. Consider building your loyal customer list. One way you can do that is by sharing an exclusive offer with the people within your community. So what's an exclusive offer? Well, it's a great offer that you are providing specifically to those people who are subscribers to your list. It's kind of like, customer appreciation. Thank you so much for being a part of my list. And also an opportunity for you to promote something without necessarily saying, here, I'm doing a sale. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sale to be a discount, right? Another strategic way to discount and provide some sort of a great offer to your community is to create your loyal list by giving them exclusive subscriber-only offers, right? So if you click on one of the links that I've given you with these resources, you can pause this and again, look at the resources I've given you in addition to this audio. One of them is an example, and you can take advantage of the example if you want to, but I just kind of wanted to show it to you. It's an exclusive offer for people who sign up to my list for the first time. So they sign up to my list for the first time, and for about 70% off, they can get my complete blogging for business bundle at an awesome deal. And I'm not just giving it to them to give it to them. It's a thank you for them saying yes to signing up to my list and staying connected with me. So you want to consider for yourself trying that. Create an exclusive offer for your new subscribers or your existing subscribers and send it out this week as a way to gauge who your loyal fans and followers are. Okay, so those are two list building activities for you to think about today. If you are a newpreneur, you want to get started by just simply creating an email list, and you can go on to Mad Mimi, sign up for free or little to nothing. And again, I can share some resources, some video trainings that I've done with you as far as how you can use Mad Mimi to create newsletters, autoresponders, sign up forms, all that great stuff. That's number one. And then number two, if you are a growpreneur and you're in that intermediate stage, consider thinking about a great exclusive offer that you can share with your communities. Get creative. Put it together and send that out to your list today so that you can build your list of, again, loyal fans and followers. Now, if you've got any questions, of course, I'm here for you. You can email me, lhenry@sistersense.com. You can even schedule a clarity session so that we can get those creative juices flowing and come up with a great list building activity for you. So if you go to callme.sistersense.com, you can schedule a 30 or 60 minute clarity session with yours truly, so that we can talk about your list building initiatives together. Now, if you love working with me inside the Sister Sense Circle, as I've mentioned before, list building is one of the six things that I talk about inside my Back to Basics Mastermind. And you can get information about Back to Basics over at shop.sistersense.com. So look at that. I've given you some activities that you can try now and some resources that you can take a look at and take advantage of as soon as you are ready. Never forget that at SistaSense, the success of your business depends on the company that you keep. And my goal is to make sure that you are always in good company. So make sure that you go on over to our Facebook group, facebook.sistasense.com. Use our hashtag Fired Up and let us know what you're fired up about today. Let us know, let me know specifically what projects you have completed inside Fire and Focus. So not only can I praise you for your awesome work thus far, but I can also provide you with specific recommendations based on what you're working on right now. So there you go. That's your Fire and Focus objective for today. So much more to come. Talk to you soon. Bye.